There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is Jimmy Geek.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that keeps on ticking and realizes that there's only a few weeks left until Dragon Con, and then gets really panicky, and then Lee gets really panicky, and then everyone gets really panicky, but then Lee's being very zen about it. Now, Lee, introducing Lee, how are you doing today, Lee?
I am so zen, it's not funny. I am calm.
Mm-hmm. You, as we mentioned at the one of the previous recordings, you have gotten basically most of the main.
I got five of the seven actors for Warehouse 13. Yes, Joanne Kelly, who played Micah, has just is added, and so she's going to be on our Warehouse 13 panels. And for some people, this is probably a really big deal. Terry Gilliam is also been added, and he's only going to be there Saturday and Sunday, but that's really, really cool. So he's been at Dragon Con before, so we're excited that he's going to be showing up as well. And so a lot of things are getting there, and a lot of people, just to let you guys know, these guests make a lot of changes in the schedule. So if your track is your favorite track, or tracks you look at have put out a schedule, and all of a sudden they're emailing you and going, they're putting out a new one going, hey guys, sorry, changes. Well, it's changes for a good reason. They've got added guests and lots of fun things. And that is wonderful because that means more fun for you.
And there's a reason there's a reason why all those schedules that go up around the hotels are all in paper and not etched in stone.
Yeah, there is a reason that they're all in paper, and there is a reason that they're, you know, on the internet with a big draft on them. So, so see, John, I would have already had my schedule changed like four times if I had put it up the first time you'd harassed me.
Well, you know, but I also started harassing you back in like May. So
yeah, you harassed
fairness,
me all the time.
Yes.
But, you know, what is so much fun about Dragon Con is that it is I keep trying to say 24/7, and I need to stop that because you try to keep pushing it to a week. But it is really the one thing about Dragon Con that is everybody says they love is we are a 24-hour convention, and that 24-hour really does start early. And one of the places that it starts is at registration, which is held in the Sheraton Hotel. And a lot of people have been asking us for years, can you get somebody from the hotels to talk to us? Well, guess what? This year, we put on our big girl pants, or big boy pants, and went and asked, and we've got somebody. So we want to say hello to our guest. So, John, introduce her now.
Christina, who is the Associate Director of Sales over at the Sheraton. How are you doing, Christina?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Oh, we're a little psyched. Are you psyched?
We're excited.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's pretty contagious because we feel the same way here.
Right. There's only, as we're recording this, there is only 14 days left. Is that right?
Right at 14. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Hard to believe it. It comes quicker and quicker every year.
Well, in fairness, from your guys' perspective, and we'll talk about this a bit, it actually does start on Thursday for you.
It does.
Because you guys host registration. How has registration been with you guys? You've been at the last 3 years, right?
Absolutely, yes. You know, I think each year we get better and better at moving the individuals and people through the hotel to get them registered. As I know, the holy grail of getting that book of tracks and the different programs and all the events going on. You know, it's such an exciting time for everybody. And every year we've gotten a little better and a little better of moving them through and getting people what they need to get their weekend of fun started. So
let me ask you on that note, because it takes a lot of preparation. When do you guys actually start preparing for Dragon Con? And also, how big of a deal is Dragon Con for the hotel? I assume it's a pretty big deal, but go on.
I'll tell you, we start planning for the next year's program almost before this year's program, but definitely the day that Dragon Con ends, we look at, we get together as a team and we look at, you know, how the program went this year, where could we have been better, what can be done next year to make it a better experience, and that starts from day one. So that is, you know, automatic. We get back and start taking notes and get our heads together there, because it is it is our biggest event of the year for us every year. So we have to prepare from the minute it ends for the next year.
Well, so that's kind of my question is, how do you, I guess, I know you, as you just said, you know, you're kind of doing that hot wash afterwards. What went great? Mm-hmm. What were our challenges? What can we do better? But what do you do, like, physically to prepare the hotel? I mean, because that's a lot of people walking through your downstairs and walking through your upstairs, too. So what are some of the things you do for that kind of preparation?
You know, the first thing we do is we prep our staff. We have all hands on deck, and we want everybody involved in not only the execution of registration from the get-go, but we want them to have fun doing it. So we start with our team and getting everyone excited. A next big one, you know, it's no surprise to anybody that Atlanta is hot in August. So, you know, we start preparing with our F&B team to make sure we have concession stands set up, ready to go from the minute people start walking through our doors, turning on the air conditioning, freshening up all parts of the hotel, from carpets to restrooms to guest rooms. We make sure everything is fresh and is ready to go as possible. And it starts, you know, as registration starts Thursday and we start planning a year in advance, it's really go time that Monday. We start going crazy and getting pumped up and excited on property to have everybody join us.
Do you know, have you seen, speaking of it starting on Monday for you, have you seen an increase of Wednesday participation coming through? I mean, more people checking in on Wednesday than have in the past, or?
Absolutely. As DragonCon continues to grow year over year, we are seeing that people, they want to make a vacation out of it. Mm-hmm. They're taking time off of work, and it's a really exciting event, and it's a family event. So if you're going to travel to Atlanta, why not come a couple extra days and visit some of the attractions, you know, maybe visit family, whatever, you know, you want to do with your time. But yeah, we see people coming in Wednesdays and staying a little bit longer to maybe enjoy the city.
Oh, cool.
Need a couple days to recover from the 24/7.
Yep. Well, 24/7, see, it's 7.
She 24/4.
24/4.
Yes. Yeah. Well, John just keeps pushing. John keeps pushing, and we have to reel him in sometimes.
It is sort of 25 or 24/5. Actually, it's probably not 24 on the first day, but for them. But you know, you get the idea.
Yeah, I'll allow you that Thursday is the new kind of unofficial start. I'll give you that one. So,
yes,
Christina, one of the things I always see at DragonCon is the newbies who are there and are just like, I can't believe how big this is. Mm-hmm. What is it like for you, the first one you went to, and for any of the staff that you may have new staff who are like, I didn't know what it was going to be like?
Well, to the veterans that have been attending DragonCon or working within the hotel year over year, you know, they get everybody excited and they kind of try to sit you down and prepare you for what's about to happen. You know, there's going to be a lot of people, there's going to be a lot of excitement, a lot of costumes, a lot of characters you might not know of, so you may want to brush up on some things before the event takes place. But for me in particular, my first time when I was working on the floor, it was one of the most, for lack of a better word, exhilarating experiences of my life. You don't come in contact with so many nice people on such a short period very often. Everybody is just so kind, so excited to be there. The creativity that go into some of the costumes and the amount of time and effort put into them, it really shows they're just here to have a good time, and it's contagious, and everybody wants to hang out with each other. I took plenty of photos my first year, for sure, which has continued on every year. I have different costumes and different people of my favorite show maybe this past year, or my mom's favorite show from when she was into some sort of series back in the day. But it's all just very exciting.
Oh, it is really exciting, too. And I think the other thing at the Sheraton is some of your staff really do get into it by they dress up as well.
They do. I actually was just speaking to our concierge desk yesterday, trying to get an idea of what he has a costume, what he's going to be this year. But it's, you know, it's hush-hush. We don't share. It's all a big surprise. And, you know, it's part of the excitement that gets everybody pumped up. And although our staff doesn't get to attend any of the tracks or some of the events, they are very much involved in the excitement and part of the experience that the attendees actually are in. And they have fun with it, which makes, you know, working so much easier when you enjoy your what you're doing and you're having fun doing it.
And I do have to say, I'm constantly surprised at how clean not just your hotel but the other hotels are throughout the duration of the event, because there is a lot of people, and your guys' staff and I'm sure the other hotel staffs are busting their little butts to keep everything going and clean, and it really shows. It's a nice thing to see, because I can't imagine how much work has to go into just keeping everything off the floor.
Absolutely. And it goes back into what we were talking about a little earlier, just the preparation. We know it's going to be busy, so we want to put our best foot forward and provide a comfortable, clean product for you guys, because you're going to be tired, and it's exciting, and you're not going to get a lot of sleep. So we want everything to be just perfect to make it a memorable experience for everybody.
Nice. Well, and I think one of the other things you've done that I know I've heard from a lot of attendees at the Sheraton, and I get to come over there for brief amounts of time, is just how much everybody is just like, everybody's so friendly, everybody's smiling. Even when it's crazy, they're all smiling. And so, and I think all the hotels really try to work on that, because for the most part, the Dragon Con attendees are there just to have fun. They're not there to make anybody, you know, not to do anything but have fun. And that is very contagious, which is great. So,
absolutely.
Awesome. Now, one of the questions that's just come up, and is because there's always something new that will come up every year, and who knows what it's going to be. Dragon Con a couple of years ago said, you know, we're not going to put out flyers and things like that in public spaces anymore. That was a way to kind of help keep everything neat and clean. But this year, one of the questions that came up is, what are the hotel rules around vaping, which is the vapor cigarettes or the e-cigarettes?
Mm-hmm. At this point in time, I know our property in particular, it's a form of smoking. So being a non-smoking property, it's not going to be permitted inside the hotel of any areas. In addition, that's our garden courtyard. But we do provide areas outside where individuals can vape and enjoy the electronic cigarettes of different sorts.
Of course, if you have a steampunk person whose backpack is smoking, that's something different, right?
Yes, that would be something different, of course. We would absolutely allow that. However, if it's maybe steaming a little much, we may ask them to
turn it off.
Come into a larger area to allow a little bit more ventilation, because we do want to make it comfortable for everybody. And sometimes that can be bothersome to some individuals, but generally we haven't had a problem with that.
That's good.
Thankfully.
Well, and let's say this... this pretty much is, Atlanta is very much into no public smoking. And I think pretty much all of Atlanta's hotels are non-smoking. So this isn't just the Sheraton. It's not that the other hotels are going to have a different rule. Atlanta hotels are no smoking, folks. So that means, yes, e-cigarettes and vaping. Got to go into the smoking area just like always. So.
Yep.
So just wanted to make sure you don't, if anybody who's listening, that's not their rule. So.
Absolutely.
Speaking of hotel rules, what are some other things that that congoers should know, at least, you know, from a hotel perspective, to keep them from getting themselves into, I guess, too much trouble?
Sure, absolutely. You know, I think one of the big ones that doesn't happen often, but it's just something to be cognizant of, is that during sleeping hours, some people will be taking their evenings to go to sleep at a reasonable hour. So just be conscious of that. I know some of the events go late into the evening, and you connect with different groups after some programs in the evening and nighttime. But when you're walking through the hotels, I would just suggest being conscious of your voice level, if you've got any music going on, knowing that people do bring families, and there are people who do rest up, and they go to bed at a reasonable hour. That's just one I always think is, you know, just something to keep in mind.
That's a very good one, too, because even myself, when I don't get into inside till about, oh, I don't know, 2 or something, and I have to get back up at 8, when I hear my neighbors being a little loud, it's off-putting. Fortunately, you know, I usually bring earplugs, but that's not going to be the case for everybody, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a big one. And then sometimes the open containers, the evening events, just be conscious of that. And I think that's a city thing.
That is
not
a city
just a property thing. So as much as we want to encourage everybody to have a great time, just be conscious of that, and try to be respectful of the Atlanta Police Department as they're walking around the city supporting the events going on.
That's true. That is very, yeah, guys, that is a city rule. No open containers. Mm-hmm. Be careful.
Right. And I know this sounds, is going to sound preachy. I'm going to sound like a dad, but you don't have to be drunk to have a good time, and you don't have to over drink to have a good time. You don't need a drink in your hand constantly. Basically, that's it. That's my dad moment of the day.
Yeah. But with that being said, also, I mentioned before, it's so hot, so drink a lot of water.
Yes.
There is so much going on. The last thing that you're going to want is to get dehydrated, because it will just zap your energy away. So drink a lot of water. Atlanta, sometimes during these events, can get rather warm with the humidity. So stay hydrated and keep your energy up.
And the hotels do make it easy, because they put out water in the track rooms and little cups or whatever, and they make it easy to keep yourself hydrated. And of course, they also have a bottle of water for sale if you're heading out of the building or whatever. It's really easy to do, and it's, that's it. I don't know what else to say about that.
Drink your water. Drink your water, people. And that is true. It is very easy to do so. The hotels have made it very easy there. And I think one of the great things about the Sheraton, and I am going to give you guys props, not that it's now as much a deal, but in prior years when registration took a long time, you guys actually had people out there that were selling drinks and walking around and had the little space area for that. And that was very much a lifesaver for some people. And I will even say it's been a lifesaver for me as I'm running from point A to point B as a track director, that I can grab a caffeinated beverage and go. Because they're right there right at those doors, and that's been a real help. So there's lots of places around there, and caffeine does dehydrate you, but sometimes you just need that little jolt, so that's always good. Are there any so as people are checking in or out at your hotel, is there like one tip you would give them to say, this is going to make your check in and out much easier?
Yes, I would give a couple recommendations. You know, you can have your folio sent to you via email. You can let them know that when you check in. So you can review any charges, make sure everything's correct, or if you have any questions, it allows you some time before going to the front desk, maybe when you'll be checking out, if you had to take that time to connect with a front desk agent. You can just drop your key when checking out in one of the boxes around the area for express checkout. If your folio and your report from your stay is correct, you're good to go. In terms of checking in, just be prepared for a line. There is a lot of people coming in all at once, and as all the attendees usually are, they're very understanding and very patient as we're trying as hard as we can to get people into their rooms and ready to go for the weekend as fast and quickly as possible.
And I do have to ask this because you mentioned lines. I will remind everyone that Dragon Con's rules, you can't line up until 1 hour before the panel. But besides that, with the registration line now, with all the improvements that have been made with the registration process and how you guys are moving lines around and things like that, this may or may not be an issue depending on what time you go. But in the event that hold on, that's me knocking on wood.
Knock on wood a lot. Knock, knock, knock.
You know
knock,
where
knock,
I'm going
knock,
with this, rightly.
Yeah.
In the event that it's like torrential downpour, is there an alternate plan that the Sheridan has for getting people, keeping people out of basically danger?
Absolutely. At this point, like I said, knock on wood, I appreciate that. We're not anticipating any rain. And with the new system of registration or the updating every year and updating this year in the registration flow, hopefully we won't have too long a line. But in the event of any rain, we absolutely will have everybody come into the property, and we'll try to maintain the line as best we can. In the same form as it was coming outside. Mm-hmm. But if there's any danger, absolutely, we'll have everybody inside and have our staff and team prepared to execute that line to make sure it's in a both safe and a organized manner to allow everybody to be in safety if the storms do come.
Great. That's great. That's good news.
Awesome.
I do have to – I'm going to ask this question. I don't think I sent it to you, but so – how quickly did you guys sell out of your hotels after Dragon Con?
Pretty quickly. It's exciting to see. But as soon as we open up our registration, if you will, for rooms next year, and word gets out, it is pretty much a...
and word gets out as quickly as the first person got their registration. Their reservation. Trust us on that. Yes.
thanks to social media, I really say that's what plays a huge key factor in the success of our room blocks selling out. But, you know, when they do open them, it's a matter of days, I will say, mm-hmm. as a whole for all the properties in the downtown area. So if you do have the opportunity to access a computer or call and make a reservation once you hear a block is open, I would encourage you to do so. And get that room secured for next year so you can be in the mix of all the excitement in the downtown area.
Right.
It happens quick.
And I imagine you do have cancellations, especially starting probably around this time of the year. And so do those rooms are then available probably via website or whatever if you just keep checking?
Yeah. And we work with Dragon Con directly. So if any attendees ever feel that you know, they're trying to get a room and just keep checking the website. All mm-hmm. of the downtown properties, we work hand in hand with Dragon Con, the organizers, to make sure any rooms we have available are sold in that sense to help keep it organized and fair for everybody. You know, we are all in this together, and we want everyone to stay with us. And, of course, all the hotels want to be sold out. So if there are rooms available, check the website. As at this point, as you mentioned, with any cancellations, it's a day-to-day conversation with Dragon Con representatives to make sure these rooms are available to the attendees and that we're sold out the whole time.
Right. And I'm sure you have no problem making sure at the end
absolutely
of the day it's
not
full.
You know, that's a great thing about it. We love Dragon Con because such great attendees and guests that want to come stay. So we don't have a problem at all.
Right.
Awesome.
Lee has a final question that she asks, and then I will have a final question that I will ask. But Lee, go ahead.
Okay, so if you are able to attend tracks or any of the panels or some of the guest stars, I don't know if you've been able to look at who we've got. Is there somebody you would love to be able to go see and sit in on their panel, whether it's a guest star
we know you're
or
busy,
some show that you love?
In this mythical world where you have time.
In this mythical world.
There's quite a few. There was one posted earlier today, I believe, Harry Potter announcement, I believe, was it today, posted on the Facebook page this morning?
I've heard that, yes.
I'll go look it up. Go ahead.
Having a small love, if you will, I say small meaning a huge, overexciting, but I don't like to admit how much I love Harry Potter.
That's okay.
Anything of that sort. And then my brothers constantly call me every year to get in with any sort of Star Wars track to see what's going on. You know, that's how we grew up. That's their love. You know, a picture with Chewbacca goes a long way in my family. So anything of that nature. But, you know, to be honest, I really like sitting in on the ones that I know nothing about, if I could, because there's such a plethora of stars here and things and great tracks that I'm not even familiar with. And it's just a need to see these different areas and get educated on them, basically. It's really exciting.
Cool. All right. So my last question is typically a thinker or having to make two choices, a choice that you probably don't want to make. But this one's going to be a little easy because, you know, you're not used to this. I was going to ask you, if you could have, how long, if you had your wish, how long would you make Dragon Con?
Oh, that's a tough one. You know, I think you're asking in terms of days, correct?
Correct. Yes, yes.
Yeah, you know, I think we're right on the money. Any more, maybe one more day. Maybe one more day to get a little bit more in. But all the events going on in such a short amount of time, and short meaning a extended weekend, mm-hmm. Any longer than that, I don't know if I could hold any more energy, you know? So much to do and so much to see. If it was a week, you know, I almost equate it to being in Vegas. Too much of a good thing sometimes isn't what I need, for me personally. So I think we've hit it right on the head. Maybe another day to extend it and just enjoy the company of some of my friends and individuals. May be nice, but I think we have it right on the money right here where it's at.
That's great. That's good to hear. So, again, Christina, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you taking time out of your day. And I know you're really busy about this time of year. Even this time of day, because it is the middle of your work day. Thank your staff for us too. And by the way, folks, everybody that's listening, thank those folks. And you can show your gratitude by saying thank you. And also don't forget, you know, the staff that takes care of your rooms. It's nice to leave them a little something.
Yes.
And especially people that are handling your bags, nice to leave them a little something too. Or a big something. Because they do a lot of work and they are busting their butts all week for us to make sure that we're having a good time. So, again, say thank you to your staff for us, Christina.
Absolutely. Well, thank you to everybody who comes and participates. You guys are what make our job fun. We look forward to it every year, and we know you have choices and picking where you're going to stay in Atlanta, and we appreciate you choosing to stay at the participating hotels. It's just an excitement and a pure joy for us.
Yeah, and it's great for us because you guys, you know, we need the room, basically.
Thank you so much for thinking 40 years ago to build a hotel there, because that's really important. Thanks a lot for that forward thinking there. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, anyway, until next time, for Christina and Lee, this is John saying peace.
And bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.